Mr.
Well, thank you. It's already rather exciting, isn't it? It's referendum season, and the referendum is coming on the 6th of April in the Netherlands, where they're going to have a referendum on the Ukrainian deal, and the opinion polls show they are going to reject it. And just today, Mr. Orban has announced there is going to be a referendum in Hungary, where they're going to have a referendum on whether they should be forced to accept mandatory quotas for migrants after the grievous errors of the EU's common asylum policy, not to mention Mrs. Merkel's pronouncements. And overnight, we get a Czech premier telling us that there is now demand building in the Czech Republic to have a referendum on membership. Oh, and I nearly forgot, there's going to be a British referendum on June the 23rd on whether we remain or leave the European Union. And this follows a 40-hour summit where Mr. Cameron, doing his modern-day impression of Oliver Twist, went up to Mr. Tusk and said, "Please, sir, can I have some more concessions?" Well, he didn't get very much, did he? We're allowed to change ever so slightly migrant benefits for a short period of time, and we're told that in future we won't be committed to ever closer union. And on the basis of all of that, we're going to have a referendum that the Prime Minister says on a deal that is legally binding. And indeed, Mr. Tusk joined in with this today by saying the British deal was legally binding. To top that off, Mr. Cameron has told us that he will lodge the deal, he will lodge the documents at the United Nations. But frankly, you might as well lodge an old pair of socks, because it's completely meaningless. The fact that you lodge a document there, you could use a safety deposit box. But is this deal legally binding, Mr. Tusk? Well, the ECJ themselves said in 2008 that the obligations imposed by an international agreement cannot have the effect of prejudicing the constitutional principles of the EU treaties, which means the ECJ rule in favour of the existing treaties until we get a new treaty. But who's to say there's going to be a new treaty? Any new treaty would trigger yet more referendums and would not be favoured, I think, by the big groups in this Parliament. But of course, we have an emergency break. That's being judged to be a great success. But, crucially, that happens through secondary legislation that can be voted on by this Parliament. So what happens? We have a referendum, we follow Mr. Cameron, we vote to remain, and then we come back to this Parliament. Is this Parliament going to support British exceptionalism? And I think we've heard voices today that make it perfectly clear that that will not happen. So the deal, Mr. Tusk, and Mr. Cameron, if you're listening, is not legally binding in any way at all. And I have to say, the British public will decide which is our safest option. Is it safe to stay within an organisation whose own police boss tells us there are 3,000 to 5,000 terrorists that have now come into our continent through the migrant crisis? Or is it safest to take back control of our own borders and our own democracy? After much consideration, I have decided to opt to vote for us to leave.